Last weekend, 17 U.S. soldiers died when two Black Hawk helicopters collided and crashed in Iraq. One of them was Sergeant Warren Hansen. His friends and family say that all Hansen ever wanted to be was a soldier. From Wisconsin Public Radio, Patty Murray has this profile.
Staff Sergeant Warren Hansen grew up in the town of Clintonville, population 4,736. In many ways, this is a typical small Wisconsin town with nearly as many churches as taverns. Hansen left here to join the Army in 1986, soon after he graduated from high school.
He was a great guy.
If Nancy Keppen's voice trails off, it's because she's thinking of the man she first met when he was a grade schooler, in the same class as her son. Keppen's the secretary for St. Martin Luther Church and School in Clintonville. Hansen was a student here until the eighth grade and attended services every Sunday. Sergeant Hansen belonged to the 9th Battalion, 101st Aviation Regiment. He worked maintenance on Black Hawk helicopters. Keppen says Hansen knew the dangers he faced.
I got an email from him last week saying that he had lost three of his friends in a helicopter crash, and he said how now the war for him was getting very personal. Now I guess the war for us is getting very personal.
To say someone is dedicated to God and country might sound like a cliche, but those who knew Warren Hansen say it's no exaggeration. In the gym at Clintonville High School, kids shoot lunchtime hoops, as Hansen's former coach reminisces. Carl Brugink says when he heard that Warren Hansen died, it felt like the bottom of his stomach dropped out.
When that helicopter crashed last Saturday, to be honest, I thought of Warren right away, and I thought, oh, the 101st, that's his division. But I thought, well, I didn't realize he flew that much. He didn't tell me he had flown that much. So I thought, well, he's probably all right because he doesn't fly.
Hansen did supervise other Black Hawk mechanics on the ground, but when he got the chance to fly again as a crew chief, he got on board. Brugink says Hansen grew up knowing that military service comes with risks.
His dad was killed in the line of duty in the Army. And then his mother remarried a Vietnam veteran who also, his stepdad lost his one leg to the Army. So it's been a tough situation for that family.
Besides Iraq, Sergeant Hansen saw active duty in Bosnia and in the Persian Gulf. Wherever he was, he kept in touch with folks back home, like Charlie Shingler, another former teacher and coach, who heard news of the crash on the radio. Shingler did two tours of duty in Vietnam and can relate to Hansen's love of the service.
Every soldier knows you're going to be in harm's way, even in peacetime. I thought he had a mate, you know, tell the truth, because I thought, you know, this far along, you pray that, you know, he can finish his career and get out.
Warren Hansen could have retired from the Army and returned to Clintonville in 3 years. Instead, the sign outside his hometown church now asks passersby to remember him as a hero. For NPR News, I'm Patty Murray.